guys, who's your best fight friends. I'm Rachel, Kelsey's back, and we're going to talk about Stipe Miocic, who maybe he's a little bit upset that he's having to wait to fight Francis again.
It seems like for sure he's upset. If you didn't see it, of course.
You don't think that Stipe put the thinking face emoji on the one champion, whatever the other MMA outfit is, of like who they should sign next? As like maybe he's legitimately thinking about like who they should just sign next. You know, not him, just anybody.
Well, and then people didn't see it, but he went on Dana White's Instagram and just put poop emojis. And I was like,
no, he didn't.
But you can imagine if he did. The only thing worse is if he had put pray hands emoji. To go to one championship.
I would like begging
him.
Begging
this secondary promoter. And, you know, that's really.
All right. Let's quit making up stories here. The real thing is he did put thinking face emoji on one championship post about who they should sign next. And then he was also quoted, right? Talking about, well, like he kind of like doesn't understand why he's having to wait.
He's like,
why? DC got immediate rematches.
Even though they were like a year apart. But still, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he has you want to know my opinion, Rachel?
That's why we're here.
That's right. That's why you're here, people. I think that he has a fair gripe, right? He's arguably, and statistically even, the greatest UFC heavyweight champion of all time. He's split with Francis Ngannou 1-1. Why does he have to wait in the line behind? Now he's not only, so he has to wait for Derek Lewis versus Ciryl Gane, which is going to happen, in a couple weeks. Then that winner supposedly is going to fight Francis Ngannou for the undisputed title.
Which I want to say we're all making an assumption there because it's for the interim.
Then John Jones is out here. He's, you know, like a ghost. The ghost of John Jones' future and past. And Stipe is like, hey, bruh, I've been the greatest UFC. I won the fight. My last fight that I won was supposedly to make me the greatest UFC heavyweight champion in history. But now I got to, like, sit in this line and wait for my third fight, my rubber match against Francis Ngannou. I feel like he has a fair gripe. I don't know if this is the way to go about it.
Right, right. Well, sometimes things just happen and people just, you know, emote. Let me play devil's advocate here and say this. That there's just taking his recent history isn't a large enough data set to be like, well, this always happens, but it's not happening for me and it's not fair. That's not a large enough data set to pull from because there's too many variables. Perhaps DC got those turnarounds. He got, you know, because he did fight DC 3 times in a row when you go back and look at his record. Perhaps that was just the layout of the landscape during that time and was the most interesting fight to make in the weight class. Like, I don't know. I didn't follow MMA, like, during that whole stretch, so I don't know. But I'm saying perhaps that's what happened. And now it seems like, I don't know if there's a lot going on. This seems like there's a lot going on at heavyweight while simultaneously
there's not a lot going,
a lot going on at heavyweight. And so it's, I don't know. It's like, you know, Dana did this thing where he made the interim belt, which you made the point that it kind of made sense because it's going to be here in Houston where Derek Lewis is from, and you make this a title fight and it makes it like a bigger deal, and I totally get it from a marketing perspective, but then you kind of did be like, well, now these guys are next in line because you can't, what are you giving out an interim belt for if they don't get a chance at the real one? Then that's just a trinket, you know? Which it might be.
It might be.
But just like maybe it's just the layout because there's all these variables coming into play. And for whatever reason, Francis couldn't fight earlier. Like he wasn't available to fight in August. He wanted to wait till September. And then Dana was like, I'm not waiting. And he made this interim fight. And there's just all these other variables. And heavyweights, in my experience as an observer, seem to fight less often.
How about
than other people in other weight classes, too.
How about Stipe Miocic? If you're Stipe Miocic, one of the most decorated UFC champions in history and a big name in the sport, right? People know who Stipe is, who follow MMA. Why are you trying to go to one championship, though? I mean, I feel like...
Well, I feel like he just saw it and was like... And he was kind of
already...
It's
like a strategic move.
Irked by, like, starting to feel, you know, like, what's going on here? And then saw that and was like, I'll just
comment. I mean, also, on this. I would just point out, Stipe, if I can call you Stipe, that UFC fighters have some great UFC champions and have gone on to win championship, most notably Demetrius Johnson and Eddie Alvarez, right? And they've gotten worked over there, right? Mm. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, like, maybe don't go over there thinking you'll just rule the roost when sometimes people get older and then you're getting knocked out by a dude, you know? Demetrius Johnson just lost his last fight. Of course, it was for the title. It's not like he just got... He's won all of his other fights, but Eddie Alvarez is a tough time over there, former UFC champion. I'm just saying, if you're going to go to a different promoter, I'm not sure... I don't have anything against one championship, but I just feel like, I don't know, you should be calling out Tyson Fury for a boxing match. You should be calling out Jake Paul for a boxing match, Stipe. Huh? Huh?
I don't think, like, it's a real thing.
You should be calling out Kelsey McCarson for the Ultimate Arm Wrestling Challenge.
I think he's just stirring up the water. I think that's what Stipe's doing, getting his name back in the mix.
Hold on. You're going to have to explain stirring up the water.
Well, it's probably
because... Is that a new term that you've created?
We just saw it in a TV series we watched, and so maybe that's why I just said it.
Stirring up the water. What TV series?
Chosen.
What do you say? Stirring up the water?
Well, that's what the angel does in the pool by Salome, I think. And then I think Jesus, when that episode ended, that, like, you know, Jesus came to stir up the water. Like, whatever. It was something like that. This is all getting edited.
Why?
Stipe. You know, Stipe's just a little fussy. Can I say he's fussy? Can I say a heavyweight champion is fussy?
Ex-heavyweight champion.
That he is... Well, I feel like it's like president, you know? You kind of get to keep that.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you.
And,
you know, I think it's just hard in the heavyweight division. And they kind of fight once a year. You know, the options get limited of when you get to fight next, you know? And so it's just,
it's hard.
But hey, you know what I say? Stipe, express yourself because that's the way, like, things happen, right? Express yourself, how you feel, get out there, get your people behind you, whoever, your team, get them talking for you, and that's how you get back in the mix.
I think the most important thing, obviously, for Stipe Miocic to do is to come on to Real Talk with Kelsey and Rachel. You know, we don't always interview Stipe Miocic. In fact, on Real Talk with Kelsey and Rachel, in fact, we never interview Stipe Miocic. But that doesn't mean that that has to continue to be the same.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Make sure if you're watching this on YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe. It really helps us out. And if you're watching, listening via podcast, review and subscribe. And we will see you next time, fight friends.